He's not a brother. And I watch how she upheld the dog, even in his wrong. He always said to me, don't worry, son. Don't worry. Because he's always stood by my side. And I bless him for that. So there were mighty miracles done amongst the Gentiles by Barnabas and Saul. And after they had held their peace, Jacob answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken or listen to me. Simeon, Yahweh's prophet, have declared how Yahweh at first did visit the Gentiles. So he did visit the Gentiles. For what purpose? To take out of them. What does it say? A people for his name. He visited the Gentiles to take a people out for his name. For Malachi prophesied that, and even the Gentiles shall declare his name. So he went amongst the Gentiles that he may call out a people to declare his name. And to this agree the word of the prophet as it is written. When I see those kinds of things in scripture, I want to find out if it's written. And that is written, my friend. Amos 9:11-12. You can read that. But it is written in Amos. I will tell you what it says. This is what it says. Amos 9:11. In that day, Yahweh says, first of all, he's going to sift the house of Israel. If you began in the first verse of that chapter, you will see what he's going to do to Israel. He's first of all, he's going to sift the house of Israel. Why? Because they were a sinful, wicked kingdom unto him. And then he says in verse 11, he said, in that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breach thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as the day of old. He declares that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathens. He said, and of all the heathen which are called by my name, the Gentiles, the heathens. He did not say call by any other name, but by his name, saith Yahweh that doeth this. So he said that he would call out from this world a Gentile people, a heathen people, whereby his name shall be in that people, and they shall know his name. And it was written in the prophets. And so Jacob, James could not lie. He had to tell the truth. It was written in the prophets. There's a witness in the Old Testament. I say to you, my friends, I implore you all, you better begin to study to show that he is proven to be who he is. You can't study with some kind of emotional draw or letdown. The word of Yahweh, when you study it, it will judge your heart. It will show you every corruption that is in you and every sin. That's why there are you that continue to walk in your sins and your corruption. You got time for this and no time for him. It's one thing about the reality of death. The older I get, it becomes more of a reality to me. I don't fear death. There's no fear in my heart at all concerning death. But I know that death is a reality. And I look at you all in here today. You, I'm warning you. It is a reality. And it is coming sooner than you realize it. So you got to search your heart daily. You got to get out your arrogance. You got to get your arrogant, haughty spirit. Your lying, deceitful ways. Your tattletelling. Your backbiting. Your talking. You got to cleanse yourself, for that is a filthy thing. And I tell you the truth in the name of Yahweh. He said, it was written by the prophets, verse 16, Acts 5:15. After this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build it again against the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Verse 17. That the residue of men might seek after, what does it say if you have a King James? That the residue of men may seek after Yahweh, and all the Gentiles, upon what? Whom my name is called, said Yahweh, who doeth these things. So there is a Gentile people, whereby that they call upon the name of the Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. That is what it says. And if he is a Lord, which he is not, then what is his name? It is not Jesus. There is no way, saints, if you think even logic, you can get Jesus for the Heavenly Father's name. You can never get that. There's only one name, and that's Yahweh. And the Son came in the strength and the power of that name. That's why he used that name, for men despised it. Verse 18, known unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. So it could not be Jesus or Messiah. It had to be the Father. It says, known unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. So they were not talking about Messiah. They were talking about the Father. So we must go back and find out what the Father's name is. Messiah did not change it. If men could truly understand what translation is and transliteration. Literation is literally the same. To translate is to take it and to change it. You can't take the Father's name and change it. Nowhere in Scripture that he gives us the authority to do that. And when a man that is of the Gentile seed truly has an experience with Yahweh, there are things that he will do. When one is truly converted, there are things they will do, and the Scripture tells you what they will do. And I want to identify some of those things. For the Gentiles shall know that it is the work of Yahweh, and his name shall be declared and mighty among them, for they shall reverence the name of Yahweh. For the house of Israel and Yehudah, they will not mention his name, and to this day they will not. But I declare his name, for I am the seed of Yahweh, the just one, made justify by him. Look what Scripture says in 2 Samuel. This is what a true saint will do. One that is not walking in the Spirit of Yahweh, they will not. 2 Samuel chapter 6. I want to show you. David was the apple of Yahweh's eye. I want to read this in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. It says, and as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, she looked through a window, and she saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh. He was enthralled. He was enraptured. We understand what happened to her. She never had a child, for she mocked the man of Yahweh. And that's why people today cannot birth or bring forth the spiritual birth of Yahweh in their souls. For they reject Yahweh's actions and his deeds or the manifestation of his spirit. And she saw him dancing before Yahweh and she despised him in her hearts. And that's what men do today. They despise one. For they declare the truth of the Father. And they don't like that. And so they want to separate themselves because they think that the one is leading them into darkness. And they lead themselves into a deep ravine of hell that no sin is restrained from their hearts. And that's the truth. And they brought in the ark of Yahweh and they set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt sacrifice offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. That he had done a mighty thing. It says, and as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he had done all that. This is what Scripture says. He blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. It says, Lord of hosts. But he blessed the people in the name. Yahweh bless you. I bless you in the name of my Father. For I have no ability to bless you, but my Father does. So that's why I bless you in that name. I bless you in the name. David blessed the people in the name of the Father. For his heart was filled. That's why he died. And so he blessed the people in the name. And if he blessed them in the name of the Lord of hosts, what is the Lord of hosts' name? He blessed them in the name of Yahweh. That is what he did. And that's why Yahweh opened this up unto the Gentiles, that they may bless one another in that name. And know the name of blessing. There's only one name of fullness, of assurance. And that's the name of Yahweh. Pastor Roberts, that is not enough to convince me. Scripture says in Psalms 129, I'm convinced. He only has to show me his truth. I'm convinced. You don't have to convince me. I believe it. Psalms 129 verse 5. David said, let them all be confounded that turn back, that hate Zion. You tell me there are those that were never his seed that they turned back because they hated Zion. And yet this is in Scripture. We will not believe that. He said, let them be as grass upon the housetop, which wither afore it groweth up, wherewith the more fill not his hands, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. David declares in Psalms 129 verse 8, neither do they go, neither do they which go by say, they don't even go by you and say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. They will not even say, Yahweh bless you. Now that's what Scripture says. It's not what I say. He said, let them be like this. Because they will not say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. We bless you in the name. We bless you in the name. He said, we bless you in that name. Now that's what Scripture says. It's not my rendition. Is that not what it says? He said, we bless you in the name. We bless you. I find myself when I write people, I always use that we. Sometimes I have to correct that and say I. But I always use that as we because we are one. What a court. And so when I write, I say, we do bless you. We thank Yahweh for you. We're very glad that Yahweh bless you to write. I always use the word we. He said, those that are confounded that turn back on Zion. And those that have turned back, they will not bless you in the name. Now that's Scripture. He said, neither do they which go by say. They walk past you. And they don't say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. Now that is what we should say. We bless you in that name. Do you bless them in the authority? No, we bless them not in the title of Father, but in the name of Yahweh. That's what it says. We can resist this. You know, it is amazing because this is simple truth. And I'm a preacher that labor. No, I don't lay around and sleep and feel my gut that I'm a sedentary and lazy. I'm not a lazy man. That I'm not. I don't lay around and look for a chance to sleep. You always grant me the opportunity to study. I will study. And I don't do it like you do it either. I don't get sleepy either. I don't get weary when I study. Why? Because I have set my eyes on the things that are above. I have an affection to know. I don't want to lead you, precious saints, wrong. Not one of you. I don't want to lead you wrong, but I want to lead you by His truth. And those that turn their heart away from Zion, and they go away from Zion, they will not say, they will walk by you. Neither do they which go by. They go by say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. They don't say that. We bless you in the name. I bless you in the name of Yahweh. There's no other name to bless one in, but in that name. And I bless you in the name of Yahweh. I bless you in the name of Yahweh, not in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of your wife. That name. That name. David did not know the name Jesus. And it's not a translation of the Father's name. His name is the same. He declares in Psalms chapter 5 verse 8. I will extol my Father and reverence His name. David said in this Psalms chapter 5 verse 8. He said, first of all, lead me. Do you not want the Father to lead you? Yes. That's what he said, lead me. We don't allow him to lead us. We allow the reins of our own hearts to lead us. Our own deceit lies. Our own corruption is what leads us. You might as well say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We allow those carnal things to lead us. David declared, lead me, O Yahweh, in what? In thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my eyes. I want to know what is right, Father. Make it straight. He said, for there is no faithfulness in the enemy's mouth. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Men don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe the enemies of Yahweh. Their inward parts are very wickedness. He said, their throat is an open sepulchre. And that's what they do. They flatter with their tongue. Oh, I love you, baby. Oh, yes. I'm so glad to see you. Oh, yes. Oh, brother. I haven't seen you in a while. That's what they say. How are you doing? Just wondering if I can help you. See, they flatter with their tongue. You're not dealing with a charlatan here. You're dealing with a man of your way. A preacher. A preacher of righteousness. I declare that by the Spirit of Yahweh. He said they flatter with their tongues. This is the generation of flattery. You will not think you flatter. No, that's not you. He said they flatter with their tongue. David prayed, destroy thou them, O Father. He said, let them fall by their own counsel, by their own deceitful lies. Let them fall by what they allowed to counsel them. He said, cast them out of the multitude. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. Any man that breaks one of these laws, that is a transgression. He said, cast them out in their own transgressions. For they have first of all rebelled against you because they have witchcraft in their hearts. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry because you have rejected the word of Yahweh. He has rejected you for being king over Israel. And that is the word of faith. This is what he says now. Those that, he said, but let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. You put your trust in him? You put your trust in him. You see that with your hypocrisy? But a man truly put his trust in him, he rejoices. He says, let them ever shout for joy. So when you don't do that, you know you don't put your trust in him, honey. Do you hear me? You can sit here like a hypocrite all you want to, but the word will show you what you are. You let them ever shout for joy. Hallelujah! See, you know where you are. Scripture will show you the corruption of your own wicked heart. Oh, I love the Lord, you liar. I don't mind telling a man that. I don't mind telling a woman that. I don't mind telling a brother that or a sister. If you continue my word, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Only if we're his disciples, we will continue this word. So we need Messiah's discipline. He disciplined himself. You don't discipline yourselves. That's one thing we despise, discipline. That's why you despise someone correcting you. You despise that. You don't want no one to tell you you're shiftless or lazy. You don't want no one to tell you you're a liar or a deceiver. You don't want no one to tell you you talk too much. That's the truth, Father. Hallelujah. And believe me, I don't fear any of you, all right? So you might as well settle that in your soul. This preacher doesn't. Not one bit at all. Period. He said, the reason they shout for joy because thou defendest them. That's why, because we know who defends us. He said, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. What is his name?
It has not changed from the old covenant to the new. See, folks don't love his name. See, when one loves his name, get quiet. That's all right. He said, let them that love your name rejoice. When you love that name, why? Because you know you're defended in that name. That's why you rejoice. I rejoice. I am so glad. Do I become despondent? I don't become despondent. I may raise my voice in the midst of the anger because I see the sin and the neglect of the hearts of Yahweh's people. But believe me, I'm at peace. I have confidence in my Father. And I have confidence in what He is doing in my life. He said, those that love His name, let them be joyful in Thee. He did not say love His title. That's what He says. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. Well, this is a generation that doesn't love His name. They despise the name of Yahweh. It's a filthy thing in their mouths. I talk to folks and they despise that. They hate that name. I love it. I will take that name or the name of Jesus any day. That's right. David declared in Psalms 119, 132. Now see, this is what he declares for the Gentiles. And the Gentiles must do this in order to receive that infusion of power. David said in Psalms 119, verse 132, he told Yahweh to look upon me. Don't you want your Father to look upon you? I do. He said, look upon me and be merciful or love kindness. Show that unto me. As thou used to do unto those that did what? That love your name. See, he's going to show mercy to those that love his name. Even those that fall because they love his name. His name is such an honorable part of him. His heart, the heart of Yahweh despise what man has done. That's why he's going to have to totally eradicate it and destroy everything what they have done. He said, those that love your name, do unto me as those that have loved your name. I want to love that name because I know that it is the pure name of the Father. That is his name. And because it's Hebrew, it doesn't mean that it changes. It's the same. His name is the same. Why do we not change the name of Eliezer Sharon? Or Benjamin Netanyahu? Their names are Hebrew names. Why not the name of Arafat? That's an Arabic name. Why don't we change your name? Moshan Dayan. Why don't we change his name? Why not the name of David Ben-Gurion when he stood up in 1948 and the General Assembly of the United Nations that declared that Israel was a nation? And yet David Ben-Gurion, his name is a memorial in Israel. The airport is named after him, Ben-Gurion. Why don't we change those names? You never translate a name. It is only transliterated. And that's why they call his name David Ben-Gurion. I don't care if it's in the Arabic world or in the world of the Russians. His name is David Ben-Gurion. It never changed. The name Abraham, you go to Russia, they will pronounce it even Abraham. Abraham. The father's name has never changed. It's the heathenness and the wickedness of man. And what they call the Gentile Christians. They did so many horrifying things with scriptures. You can't find any true scripture today that is legit. As far as the original, there is none. All of these are copies upon copies, thousands of copies that have been copied over. The only thing they found in the Dead Sea Scroll was a little omelet, a little box that had number 16 in there. And yet it had the Father's name written in Hebrew, Yahweh. That's the only original document they have. Nothing else. It's copy upon copy upon copies. And that's the truth. That's it, all it is. And that's why it's going to take the Spirit of Yahweh. That's why we need no man teach us. We need the Spirit. We get the Spirit, He will show us. He can't trust us because we truly don't have the Spirit. That's the truth. He's not going to trust you with the riches. If He give you a little thing, you can't bless His name. He's not going to trust you with great things. You can forget that. I don't care how much you pray. Quickly, I want to finish up. It says in Micah chapter 4, verse 1. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. And I want to skip down. For I want to read a few scriptures. Micah chapter 4. I want you to see this. Micah chapter 4,
And this is what it says. You all ought to know where the books are and the texts. It says in Michael chapter 4, verse 1. Now, this is what it says. But in the last days. Do we believe we're in the last days? We're a bunch of hypocrites. We don't believe that. But this is what you always say. But in the last days. Now, this is Old Testament, isn't it? Is this Old Testament? I say to you, people of y'all, is this Old Testament? And you believe you're in the last days? He said, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established, and the high place of Yahweh shall be established, and the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. Now I want to drop down to verse 5. He's dealing with the last days here now. He said, for all people now, in the last days, for all people, will walk everyone in the name of his God. That's what they're doing. And the name Jesus is enunciated in every language differently. That's the truth. I tell you the truth and I lie not. Jesus in Spanish. I don't know how it is in other languages, but I'm going to look into that more with more clarity. He said, but for all the, did he say all or some of the people? For all the people will walk everyone in the name of his God. He said, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh our Father. How long? Forever and ever. That is what his name is. He said, that's where we're going to walk in the name of our Father forever. And they're going to walk in the name of their gods. And that's why you have so many gods today. They're gods for the African Americans. They're gods for the Caucasians. They're gods for the Mexicans. They're gods for the Jews. All kinds of gods. And they're walking in the name of their gods. And it's nothing but pride and sinfulness. We're going to walk in the name of Yahweh. I'm going to bless you in that name. I'm not going to stop blessing you in that name because you don't want to bless me in that name. I will bless you in that name because that's what Scripture says. I will obey Scripture rather than man. And no matter, my heart is very deceitful. I will obey Scripture. And they will walk by and will not bless you in the name of the Father. That's what Scripture says. That's Scripture. I have nothing to do with that. Scripture says in Zechariah, turn quickly, chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10. I'm grateful that he has brought the knowledge unto the house of the Gentiles, that they may know his name and they may bless his name. It says in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 10. He said, I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and I will gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them in the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and a place shall not be found for them. Verse 11. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the depth of the river shall dry up. There shall be no living water. There shall be no source of water. And there is none today. And the pride of the Assyrians shall be brought down, and the scepter of the Egyptians or Egypt shall depart. Verse 12. I want to walk in this. And I will strengthen them in Yahweh. And they shall walk up and down in his name, saith Yahweh, not Lord of hosts. So I'm going to walk in that name. If I go down, I'm going down in that name. So I'm going to go up in that name and I'm going down in that name. In the name of Yahweh. For that is the precious name of the Father. It is the mighty name of the great Creator. Man has talked about a creator. He has no name. They said they call him God. And yet every religion of the nation of America knows that name Jehovah is a lie. You can never be. Yahweh. That is the Father's name. Pastor Roberts, what does that to do with us? I will read what the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Says. This is what it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Now, this is the instruction of the behavior of the assembly. And first one, he says to them, first of all, let brotherly love continue. And there are you that need to get brotherly love in your heart. Hallelujah. You need to get love. You think you have love, but it's not love. It's a love of dissimulation and hypocrisy. And he warns us, let our love be without dissimulation.
He said, first of all, let brotherly love continuously. Continue. Now, when there's a brotherly love, when there's a love in your heart, he says this in verse 15. Hebrews 13. He said, by him, or through Yahshua, by him, through Yahshua, therefore, let us offer the offering, that's what we should do, a praise to, it says God, doesn't it? We should offer the praise to Yahweh continuously. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to what? To what? To his name. When you don't give thanks to that name, don't you know you deny the scripture? And you say you believe that what the New Testament says, it is the authenticity of the word of Yahweh. You deceive your own heart. We shall continue to give thanks to his name. It did not say give thanks unto the Messiah. It says, let us bring the sacrifice of praise to God. That's how King James expressed that. Continuously. If a man receive that, okay, let him receive that. But then what about the other part? That is the fruit of our lips. Now we must give thanks to his name. We must give thanks to his name. Now that's what scripture says. When a Gentile understand that, he will begin to give thanks unto the name of the Father. He's more than a father. He is the Father, but he has a name. He is Father Yahweh. And so that should be in our mouths all the time. Thank you, Yahweh. Bless you, Yahweh. What's in my mouth? I tell them all the time, thank you, Yahweh. I don't care if other men don't do it. That's not going to convince me. I'm not going to be discouraged. I really am not. Sister Roberts can stop today. That will not discourage me. She was simply dying her wickedness. That's why you warn the righteous, so they don't turn from the righteous laws of Yahweh. That's why I warn us all. Everything that is written in this book, who do you think it's written to? You think it's written to the world? I want to close with this last reading. It's in Psalms 72. I want to read this entire book. It's 20 verses. Turn there quickly with me. Psalms 72. It was a psalm for Solomon as David wrote this intriguing song. It's a psalm. Look what it says. It said, give the king thy judgments, O Yahweh, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. Let Solomon walk in the aspiration of truth with the law of liberty. He said, he shall judge thy people with righteousness and the poor with judgment. He will deal honestly with the people. He will deal with them with a heart of integrity. He said, the mountain from the high places shall bring the shalom, the peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. The little things will begin to create the righteous seed of the law in their hearts. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces. He shall crush the oppressors. They shall fear or reverence thee as long. We shall fear him or reverence him as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout some generations, throughout all generations. Isn't that a shame that people say they take comfort out of the Psalms of David? And yet when it talks about the Father's name, they reject that. His name is not Jesus. He shall come down like rain upon the mowed grass, a shower that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. And the moon shall endure, and there shall be peace to the house of Yahweh. He shall have dominion also from the sea to the sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Kings of Persia and of the Isles shall bring their presents. The kings of Sheba and Sheba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. And every king is going to fall down before the mighty one. He said, and all nations shall serve him.
There shall be those out of every nation upon the face of the earth. And they're going to serve the Father. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. I bless him for that. The poor also, and him that hath no helper. I'm glad he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and he shall save the soul now. That's what it says, of the needy. I need you, Father. My prayer is that I need you above all men. I need you. So he shall save the soul. Why? Because they need him. He shall save the soul of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit. See, that's what your soul is going to be redeemed from. Your own deceit and lies. From your own violence. And precious shall their blood be in his sight. That's why it's precious in the sight of Yahweh. Is the death of the saints. And he shall live and he shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayers also shall be made for him continuously. And daily shall he be praised. I like this from 16 to verse 20. I love it all, but this rings a bell in my soul. He's talking about the chosen. There shall be a handful of corn. That's the chosen now. Do you hear that? Just a handful. I know what this wicked world says. My sons and daughters lies. He said there shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountain. And the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon. And they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. He said, I want to tell you something, that his name shall endure forever. As the sun and the moon endure, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. And all nations shall call him blessed. It says, blessed be Yahweh our Father, not blessed be the Lord God, but blessed be Yahweh our Father, Father of Israel, who only doeth wondrous works. Only Yahweh does wondrous works. That's what they said in the book of Acts. The works unto the Gentile, they were wondrous works. And this is what it says. I will read it the way it says in the King James. And bless be his glorious name forever. You take away from that. You take it away from the book of life. The scripture said, blessed be his magnificent, his precious name forever. And then it doesn't tell just the Gentiles or the Israelites. It said, and let the whole earth be filled with his honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayers of David, the son of Yishar, are ended. Only the name of the Father shall endure forever. And it's not Jesus. I've seen too much to know that that is not the Father's name. I know that that is not a true rendition of the Father's name. It's simply a pagan lie from hell. And that's the truth. I'm not worried about who I offend, because man has offended the Father. This will go out over the radio. Many cities and other places and other countries will hear this. I'm not offended at what man thinks, because he will stand before the judgment of Yahweh. May he bless you and give you strength and peace. May cause your heart to be filled with a blessing. And I say as David, Yahweh bless you all, because he blessed them in the name of the Father. Bless you all, saints. I want you to be encouraged, be strengthened in the word of faith, the word of hope. I want to read this. I found this interesting article. It's about three paragraphs, but I want to read this. Listen to this carefully, attentively. I want you all to hear this. Wake up out of your slumberness and your drunkenness of flesh. It says this. Why people of all languages must call upon the name of Yahweh. This is a question that is often asked. Why should an English-speaking person
call on the Hebrew names of Yahweh and Yahshua? The answer is actually quite simple. Personal names do not translate across languages. For instance, Ariel Sharon is still Ariel Sharon in any country or language. Personal names do not translate. They transliterate. In other words, they retain the pronunciation as much as possible. Even so, the Lord is not a translation of the name Yahweh. It is a direct replacement. Put simply, the translators admitted that they substituted Yahweh's name for a title. Now, they admit that, saints. All for the sake of unscriptural tradition. Yahweh's name is in Scripture nearly 7,000 times. And nearly 7,000 times they replace it, not translated it, with the Lord or God. I would not want someone to change my name unless it was Yahweh. And it is clear that according to the third commandment that Yahweh does not want anyone to change or falsify his name either. Think about this for a moment. What makes man think he has the authority to change the name of one who created him and who created all things? We do not have that right. For instance, in the scripture, we see that one who changes the name of another is always an authority over them. Yahshua renamed Simon. Yahweh renamed Abraham to Abraham. Adam named the animals. We have no authority to rename our Heavenly Father or His Messiah, Yahshua. We need to be sure we leave things as He inspired it. So the way He inspired it, we need to leave it like that. Also consider this. If you don't speak Hebrew, then you cannot say Abraham, Isaac, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Obadiah, Zechariah, Michael, or a long list of other Hebrew names. Why was Yahweh's name the only one changed? And why was Yahshua's name the only one in modern Bibles that is different from the Old Testament to the New Testament? In the Old Testament, it was Yahshua, but in the New Testament, it is Jesus. The answer is simple. Satan will do anything to turn men from the truth. Yahweh's name is worship Him in spirit. Yahweh's name is truth. Yahshua's name is truth. Substitutions are lies. You see, Father Yahweh is seeking those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when we call Him by a false name, then we are worshiping Him in a lie and not the truth. If we know that the Lord and Jesus are false, why continue in error? Are not we supposed to love the truth? We should. May Yahweh bless you and strengthen you. His name has not changed. The Father's name is Yahweh. It is. Brother sent me a copy of that from the Dead Sea Scroll. Of course, I guess he thinks we don't know those kinds of things. And so I wrote the brother and I said, bless you. Thank you very kindly for the information. Although I know those things. He sends me wads of, he sends me gobs of stuff. Believe me. And the young man is fluent, speaks Hebrew well, and Greek. Now he spent his time to learn that. He's going back to any original copies he can find. Now to me that takes a strength. Yes, it does. And the brother has a good spirit. He really does. The young man, I can tell he's a young brother. He lives in Rochester, New York. He'll send me an envelope with stuff packed to the tilt. I don't read it all. I say, Brother Al, you can read it, whatever. But sometimes I'll read it and see what he says. The only thing, because the brother has a tremendous, precious spirit, I receive the brother. Really. He said, Pastor Roberts, I know I asked you a lot of questions, but what about this? Of course, I told him to quit asking so many questions. Because if I be a brother, then he would know me by the Spirit. Don't ask me so many questions. I don't want to hear your questions, because all the questions they asked Messiah, they still were corrupt and filthy. They were wicked. He never satisfied their questions. And your questions will never be satisfied. That's just like a husband and wife having a dispute. You ask him one question, you ask her, and it's a continual question, 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 question. And all of a sudden they find themselves talking about stuff that is so irrelevant and so foolish, and it makes them even more angry. And she bops him inside the head and he bops her. And then you have a big fight. Now that's just the way it is. Questions never resolve anything. They never. It brings a lot more confusion. Only truth resolves anything. Only. A brother called me from Charlotte. Of course, he and this other preacher has been listening to me for the longest. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, the only way we got to deal with my heart about his truth. He comes out in an apostolic church. He's been there all his life. He said, you have to forgive me because, you know, I've been listening to you and I, you know the name, I use Lord and God. I say, come on, brother. I know the brother's spirit was so pure. I wasn't going to reject the brother. I said, your brother. I understand that. He said, I've been keeping the Shabbat about 13 months. And it's called such. You would think that that little fourth commandment, a man set his heart to do that. Why would that create such dissension? And such problems have been created behind that. He said, we've been listening to you for a long time, another preacher and me. We've been listening to you for a long time. Good. I'm glad to listen, brother. May Yahweh fill your heart with some understanding. And bless you. Give you a little strength. And he said, I know these things are true because he's been dealing with my heart before I even heard you. I know that these things are true. He's going to touch his seed, saints. And they're going to know his name. His people, they're going to call him by name. I'm telling you. And they're going to bless one another in that name. Not in the name of Jesus. I showed Brother Allen some information today. Just what things I found in the dictionary. Hear me, saints. Just what I found in the dictionary concerning the word ghost. I went back to the original language that it came from, sister. It came from the... I said to Brother, I can see if they said it came from the Indian language. From India. But it is a word that came from India and the Hindu religion. And that's where the word ghost came from. I say, don't you see the paganness even in that? And so when men began to use things, they began to use idioms that would transcend this corrupt world. So they used things that they would receive because of their religious practices. Just like the Pope, when they go to different countries, they say you kind of incorporate their pagan practices with Catholicism. And you get a better handle on that. Well, that's what they've done in this whorehouse today. They have incorporated their pagan ways, their nakedness. Aphrodite, they come in there naked, they're burning in their flesh. They can't, the young men, the young women, come on. They're slaves, they wear their earbuds, they're just filthy. And so they find little things that will satisfy their flesh, and they make sure they don't go beyond the boundaries of that. They're calling them the unchurched now, so they're trying to get all the unchurched. And they're all going to hell. He adds daily unto the assembly of the house. That's what scripture says. He added daily unto the assembly of Yahweh, he added daily, such as should now. Didn't say they were saved. But he know they should be saved. He's going to save them. So he asked them, his body. He said, that's mine, but they act like a foolish. I know it. But that one is mine. So he asked them, because he's going to save them. We're saved by grace, or by the love of Yahweh through faith. And it's just his gift. When you give someone a gift, you don't take it back, do you? You take it back, you know, that creates a furor, doesn't it? May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all tonight. Be encouraged. Bless you, Yahweh. I bless you all in the name of Yahweh. Father, in all things we bless you. We thank you. Give us peace and strength tonight. Cause the hearts of your people to be satisfied with thy truth. And all of thy people, we pray for them in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.